Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
It is getting warm in here, no question about it, and it's pretty, still pretty cold in New England where I'm from. But we have with us, of course, Wolfgang, and Wolfgang has proposed this whole new concept. Not really that new, but it's his own individual plan, and I want him to go over it. But first, let's take a call. Fritz in Florida, I believe, is waiting. Hello, Fritz. Are you there, Fritz?
Yep. Hi. You're breaking up a little bit, but
I'm sorry. I don't mean to break up.
Well, that's all quite all right.
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay.
I believe that Hartford Van Dyke wrote a book, Currencies for Local Communities. I wondered if Wolfgang had saw that. I tried to order it, but the law research group failed to mail that to me, and they owe me that. So I hope they will get that out to me.
Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, he is also, unfortunately, in federal prison. And this seems also kind of like, well, I don't say kind of, I believe it's on the same pattern of what the Montana Freemen were doing, and unfortunately, they're in federal prison.
Well, that's interesting. Wolfgang, any response?
Yes, I have read Hartford Van Dyke's book. I'm not real sure about the details about him going to federal prison, but I do know Leroy Schweitzer personally, and I'm man enough to admit it. Let me see. They were issuing site drafts, which were something completely different, and they were also issuing liens against the county officials, which kind of made people mad. And then they were doing UCC3 attachments against those liens and selling them on the world marketplace, which tends to make these officials really upset.
Well, I feel too bad for them, and I mean, like, too bad. I think they should start crying, but I think what they should take everything that they own, and I'm all for, because Leroy Michael, he's my chief. So I'd appreciate if I could leave my number, and you would, I could get a hold of you, or you could get a hold of me there, Wolfgang, and I'm all for what you're doing. So don't think I'm was anything of being critical or anything like that.
Sure. Well, you can call me.
I just want to be able to perfect it.
He'll give the number right on the air now.
You can give me a call on my toll-free number, which is 888-363-1129.
One more time.
888-363-1129.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Right. Okay. Thank you for calling and sharing that with us. All right. Fritz, thank you. We have a minute or so before the break, and again, I want to start going over some of the steps that you have outlined and some of the websites that people should first visit and look at what we're talking about here, about intellectual property as collateral, the trust, selling or keeping, the special, the special asset purpose, I believe?
Special purpose entity.
Right, the entity, right, and the various vehicles that people might have as far as setting up their own system and financing themselves, and then setting up a whole new contractual relationship with people that wish to use their monetary system.
Sure.
And how that would be subject to protection, police protection, trust, whatever you want to call it, how people could set up on a small scale to get started such a system, all right? So we'll do that. We'll come back, and we'll see how far we can go before we wrap up. But we'll take more calls, 800-313-9443. I'm just excited about anything like this, because if there's any way you can beat these bandits in Washington and New York and Paris and London and Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, let's do it, man. Let's do it. If that's what it takes, beat them at their own game. We'll be right back. Rick Adams, stay tuned for more.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Get back at them with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, we're back with Wolfgang, and we'll take a quick call or so if you're willing to call in right now, those of you. But in the meantime, those of you listening intently, I want Wolfgang to once again, step by step, just go over the system and give us the websites that we should take advantage of right now.
Well, the basic steps is to secure your intellectual property through a UCC-1 financing statement.
Mm-hmm.
You make an inventory or an audit of all your good ideas and your patents or your inventions. Secure those through the UCC. Then set up a special purpose vehicle or a special purpose entity trust. Mm-hmm. It's a grantor trust.
Right.
And then you issue either promissory notes or bonds based on your collateral. The websites are WIPO, which is World Intellectual Property Organization. Do a search for that on Google, or the American Securitization Forum.
Okay.
Search for both of those on Google. You'll bring up a whole host of information about this process, and it's very well spread out among the businesses in the United States that they're doing it right now at this present time.
Now, you have a great deal of intellectual property, and I understand that you are very musically talented, right?
Yes.
So are you using your talents in that regard?
Yes, I have quite a few copyrights that through ASCAP, which is the American Society of Composers and Publishers, which are copyrighted, and they are earning royalties as we speak. So,
you're managing to pull in a few bucks here and there, then, aren't you?
A little bit here and there.
Yeah.
Even though I'm talking to you with candlelight burning and I got a wood stove going.
That's because you live humbly.
Right.
I think you may be like, what's his name there, the guy that, Howard Hughes, that was a recluse, and he had all these millions and billions of dollars. Maybe not that much, huh, Wolfgang? But,
right.
But you may be mimicking a little bit of Hughes.
Right. I like candlelight. It's more useful to me.
Right, right. So how far are you along right now as we speak in setting up the system? I mean, are you where you want to be right now, or do you have a ways to go?
Well, I have my brokerage account all open, ready to purchase Treasury T-notes, and we're ready to rock and roll, bring the battle to the enemy, and they're not going to be able to squirm out of it.
Wow. I like this idea of people fighting fire with fire, literally.
Right.
And it is being done overseas in other countries, by the way.
That's true.
Look
at the guy named Neil Young, if you ever heard his name.
Yeah.
He's doing the same thing.
All right. Well, that's nothing wrong with giving it a good try. Hey, you know, nothing ventured, nothing gained. And I think the worst thing sometimes we can do, Wolfgang, is for us to sit down on our blessed assurances, each and every one of us, and moan and groan and complain and just react with negativity, and we never get anywhere. All we do, many of us, is just, it's like, you know, the old days when I was in one of these groups like the Birch Society, you know, you'd meet once a month, you'd meet, you'd eat, and you'd retreat. And
right.
It would be the same thing, year in, year out, year in, year out. Meanwhile, the country was going down the tubes. Everything was, you know, devolving and totally around us decaying, and we were still congratulating each other, patting ourselves on the back and saying, hey, at least we got here. We got people of like mind, and we're chitting, chatting, and talking and having a ball, you know, but nothing has been accomplished, unfortunately. And now there is something to do. What I admire about you, Wolfgang, is that you do set out to do something, and you do it, and you don't just talk about it. And I really take my hat off to you for that, and I'm very grateful that you are doing something. I know just from your in-your-face TV, what you've done with that has been stupendous, no question about it. Now you're worldwide. You know, you've got a worldwide audience.
Well, thank you, Rick. I would rather see a crooked furrow than an unplowed field.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got to do something.
Now, also on your daughter, what is happening with your daughter and her bout with the state over custody?
Well, she's been incommunicado for the last couple of months. I think she took off on the run somewhere. We haven't heard from her for a while. And she's pretty much dissolved into the Patriot Underground, put it that way.
Oh, my. And how about your grandchild?
We don't know the whereabouts of her right now. I think the state still has her, which I'm going to have to work on getting them reunited. But that's a whole other battle.
Well, it's just one more battle against the powers that be.
Right.
And you know from personal experience, when Jim called, what you've experienced with the vendettas against you and the setups. You were set up with some. What was one of them? Was a case of lewdness or something like that, which...
Yes.
Was fabricated against you?
It was fabricated. I won the case hands down. I still have a pending lawsuit against Jackson County here in Missouri and the restaurant that I was at, but that's a whole other story. But these guys will stop at nothing to shut you up or shut you down. And when they do that kind of stuff to me, that just makes me mad and want to go after them. I'm not going to crawl under a rock and hide like they want me to.
All right. Put on the whole armor of God.
That's right.
And you fight them that way. There's no question about it. And, well, all right, I'm going to close here and hope that people are catching on. People can visit your website, and they can get on and read more on inyourface.tv, right?
Yes, they can.
Okay, and just go to that, right, www.inyourface.tv?
Right, and then click on Time is Money.
Time is Money.
They'll get the concept of the community currency, what we're trying to do with that.
All right. I'm hopeful that you will get some respondents, and we'll talk about this again. talk about many ideas, many ways of ruffling the feathers of the globalist insiders. How's that?
That sounds good to me, Rick.
Yes, it sounds good to me, too, and we'll be hearing from you again real soon, Wolfgang. Thank you.
Okay, and I really appreciate your time.
Thank you. We appreciate your coming on.
All right.
All right.
Have a good night now.
All right, you too. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. You judge for yourself. You can determine for yourself. You're pretty much big boys and girls what you think of these ideas. But, I mean, we bring them on just so that people can have something to consider and not just, you know, just sit back, as I say, and moan and groan. All right? And we can read the scriptures and we know the scriptures and we know the hour in which we live. But that does not mean that we just sit back and we count our little blessings, naming them one by one without doing anything. And I take my hat off to people who have made themselves an enemy of the state. I think of Rick Stanley, and I think of Peter Van Dam in Florida, and others. All right, you don't have to shout it. Okay, anyway. But you understand what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen? I take my hat off to them, because if you're an enemy of the state today, that means you are an enemy because you are a friend of the scriptures. And if you stand by the scriptures, you stand by the truth, you stand by absolute values, you automatically are going to be an oddball, a peculiar people, as it says in the scriptures, you know, a screwball in the eyes of the world and the state. How's that? All right. 1-800-313-9443. Much more to talk about. I have a lot of things to talk about here. But let's go to Henry now in Connecticut. Hello, Henry.
Hello. Hi.
Yes, Henry.
Hi. Any specific topic or can it be?
No. You talk about what's on your mind, Henry. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
it's open now. Right now it's open.
Okay. Yeah, that was interesting. All right. I'll keep this very short, though. It's about this country. The guy last night when you were calling.
George Gordon.
Yeah, George Gordon. You thought I dropped off. Actually, I didn't. But for some reason, like with him, you couldn't hear me. I think it was something with your phone.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Which
about
is fine.
That.
Oh,
okay.
No, you don't have to be sorry. It's not your fault.
Okay.
What I was saying to him is that the I'm sort of into learning with the social structure of this country. And what I was saying is that if you look at the people, regardless of what the government system they have, whether it's a monarch, a parliament, or if they had even anarchy, if you look at I've talked to people who have been in a lot of countries and traveled, you know, in Western countries, white countries, Europe, Scandinavia, Germany, mm-hmm. Switzerland, mm-hmm. as well as somebody from Australia.
Yeah.
And when he was making the comments last night, and that's what I'm saying, the stuff he's saying is good, but I think people, majority Americans in general, don't think, and I agree with them 100%, that they shouldn't have to compromise at all, in any way whatsoever, their freedom because of something with Social Security or something with this and that, and also some of that Social Security stuff when they require you to have that for a job or a bank account is against the law. You know, that's why you fill out a separate form.
Mm-hmm.
For Social Security, which is separate from the income tax, and the people in the Federal Reserve and the IRS, and they manipulated that. But I don't think that because they get a little bit of this and that, they should compromise their freedom, or they should be tagged, or they should have chips, or because they don't just do everything themselves, because I think all that stuff is just based totally on those religious, you know, moral evolution stuff of mankind from all these old people, which doesn't even predominate with as much. It didn't start with so much people of your religion. It started mainly with these Luciferian Masonic people. I heard Cooper read books mm-hmm. from these people, and it's all religious, and they're all older people. They're older than you, most of them. And, you know, I look at the attitude and talk to different people, you know, in some of these countries, and they don't have the same attitude with their own people. Now, yes, their stuff is sometimes a little too socialistic. Of like they'll pay people have babies and have some government thing for this, that. And I think they just don't know, rather than just giving the taxes back, right, they just conjure up all these different ideas to spend it, which goes far beyond so-called the needy.
Mm-hmm.
But this stuff with Karl Marx and all that, Karl Marx and that stuff with communism, that was preached by a guy way back in 1800s by these secret societies where they think it should be that way. Okay.
All right. Henry, if you want to hang on, you can
do it. Yeah, I'll hang on.
We've got to take a break. All right. We'll be right back. with much more uncensored Radio Free America, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, will be right back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We've got Henry on the line from Connecticut. Yes, Henry, please continue, sir. You may continue.
Yeah, well, like what I was saying, these people, and I know from the stuff that Cooper read,
yeah,
they're the ones that have all this religious stuff that there should be some principle behind everything and some price for everything. And the real fact is, when you look at all the technology and you pierce through all the BS and you get to the actual truth, it doesn't have to be one way or the other. As a matter of fact, our Constitution was molded from new ideas. And what I'm saying is that government is really like clay. In other words, when you found a government or a system of government, it is really clay,
right,
and it depends on the mind behind the person's hand who constructs it. And a lot of these Masons and the ones that even found the Constitution, even though they turned against the Masonic order and they turned against the world order in a way, and the crown, they still had all this sort of religious, philosophical stuff behind it. I just don't think that the future generations in this country going down, you know, from me down, I just don't think that that stuff's going to fly or mean to them. At the same time, I don't think they'll let people take away their freedom, nor think the country should be communist or highly socialistic. But these people, if you kind of know what I'm saying, I seem to talk to a lot of people of all age groups, and it seems to be these older ones, and I used to trick the Masons on the phone, okay, and use certain words. I won't say them here.
The older ones who do what?
Well, who run this world order. I talked to top 33rd degree Mason in New York who told me all the Masons were in New York City from Bill Bratton on down. I tricked them. And all these people, it's all religious. They all think it should be a place, rather than a place being for constitutional government and freedom and opportunity and money for its own people and to remain a Western country, they think this should be some kind of experiment for evolution of mankind and all that religious crap.
Well,
and
they set themselves up as gods, you see. This is what they want. These
well, that's true.
The rich
they believe
and the
man
powerful, and they believe that they have the answers to all of our problems. They want to be the master. That's what it's all about, master-slave relationship, right?
Yeah, but it's still very religious-oriented. I mean, it's all they must
evolve.
Look,
the religious,
I hear it.
You know, look, in the scriptures, in the Christian religion, Christian faith, if I
right.
may say, it's all about the enemy being religious. The most vicious enemy of Christ at the time was his religious enemies. The religious, you see, the scribes and the Pharisees were indeed and are, even in this day, the most vicious of beasts, the most vicious of enemies of Christ. And that is true. So what you say is indeed correct, Henry.
Right.
To that regard.
You know, and that's a good point, because I remember somebody read the whole Bible, told me that too. And also with that movie that Gibson made. But
right.
I just don't think the future. People are mainly interested in their own freedom, money, and I don't mean necessarily just money is everything, and their own lives and their own race and people, and I just don't think they're into all this stuff with, you know, like, I just couldn't see some of these younger entertainers setting up a UN and passing all these hate crime laws and even doing that thing with that LaToya Jackson thing. Now, that may have been a setup, because they fined the ABC television network, which is controlled by the Illuminati.
Mm-hmm.
The government ripped them off out of so much money because she exposed a bra or something. Now, some of that
breasts.
Wouldn't take place. Yeah, right, breasts. But that wouldn't take place in Europe as much. As a matter of fact, they have breasts on TV.
Well, you know, I was just reading today in the entertainment section of the papers
right.
about how they have a different system in Europe. You know, like in Switzerland, if you're an American, you go to a movie theater there,
right.
you don't bring children in. You have to. You can't bring in little children. They won't allow it. They won't allow you to babysit them there in the theater, where people don't want to be harassed and have a nuisance around them. They have a rating system that's different from the rating system here. So they set things up very structured there, and they take their business very serious, whereas this nation here has become so loose and so unstructured and ungovernable that it has become a nothing but a total mockery. And
yeah, but actually, Switzerland and Denmark are more sexually mature than we are when it comes to certain. Is there certain things only that Americans can, but the Swiss people can?
Well, no, it's just that they have an order in their audiences, for instance, in
right.
the live theater as well, but mostly in the movie theaters, that
right.
if they're going to show a film and a film is not suitable for children, that's one thing. But they're saying the children are not suitable for the theater, and they're not going to allow babysitters there, mm-hmm. and... you know, it's of course the prices are much higher too, but the way the system is, the ratings they have and the system they have, it really and truly protects, for the most part, or panders to the serious adult audience. You see what I'm saying?
Rather yeah, that's
than this
true.
Country.
But I heard that's on TV as well. If you look at some of the
right.
French TV, a guy came there.
Right,
he said
right.
they don't have all that hang-ups about sex on TV and stuff.
Yeah, I'm not even talking about
yeah.
that. I'm talking whether
right.
it's sex violence or whatever, but I'm talking just the art of listening and watching and not have to have babies screaming and yelling all around
yeah,
you.
Yeah, right.
People unruly, you see.
Yeah, that's
all right.
true.
Henry,
very young
I'm
going
to run, though.
Okay,
time
I'll
to
let
break.
You go.
Thank
Great
you for
show.
Your
okay.
thanks for your calls. Yes, all right. We have a break coming up, and then we'll have Greg come up, I believe, in Nebraska. Is that right? Yes. Greg will be our next call, but there is something else that I'd like to mention, a couple of commentaries here. As you know, we're in the time of the deception, the hour of deception here with Condoleezza Rice and these neocons playing their game of musical chairs with regard to the next phase of the one-world government that they're planning for us. Peace, peace, democracy, democracy. Those were the clarion calls of World War I and II, and of course, they were nothing but lies, as we've seen. And I'd like to mention Diana Spingola and the commentary she's had just yesterday on newswithviews.com. I'll read a little bit of it to you. speaking of the powerful and mighty Illuminati. We'll be back with more Rick Adams right here on RBNLive.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, radio, free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, we are back. 1-800-313-9443 on this Friday night program, Uncensored Radio Free America. We have Greg on the line. Greg, Nebraska. Hello, Greg.
Good evening, Rick.
Yes.
RBM is unique and important from one standpoint, I see, that it's an avenue for people to look into for knowledge. And hopefully knowledge that is worthwhile to them and gives them some sense of what the truth might be, mm-hmm. as opposed to, say, listening to what your local radio station will give you, mm-hmm. which is a way to control your mind, more like a propaganda station.
Yes.
And the responsibility of RBN, I would think, is to not let the charlatan slip in to destroy mm-hmm. what valuable knowledge might be accumulated or mm-hmm. acquired by the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just giving you that as a thought. Now, I'm going to go a little further than that.
Right.
I want to ask you a few questions. Like, if I was to trade you my house for your house, would I be in a money system or a barter system?
Well, first of all, I don't have a house.
Okay, let's go with your car.
Don't have a car.
Well, how about the suit on your back?
don't have a suit.
Are you sitting there naked, you're telling me?
No, that's because I'm not wearing a suit doesn't mean I don't have
clothes.
Okay,
what kind of clothes you got on?
Oh, casual dress.
Okay, I have some of that. Would you trade? Would you do a money system or a barter system if you you and I switch clothes?
Well, it would depend. It would depend on what is more, obviously, what is more to my advantage than not, and you'd do the same, wouldn't you?
No, that is, you're all based right there. A barter system has a definition, and you've misidentified it. A barter system is a system where two people realize there's something in a form of what you might use as a word commodity, and you exchange value for value. A money system is where you have something that is recognized as being valueless, and you exchange valueless for valueless, or value for valueless. In other words, if I was to buy your clothes with any kind of paper, some substitute for real value, then I would be in a money system.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so strictly speaking, when our founding fathers started the country, what did they want? Did they want a money system or a barter system?
Well, that's a good question. We really
did they print any money?
Did
they print any paper money?
What was the Continental?
Well, that's okay. I think you'll find it was paper, right?
There you go.
Okay, and what they did
mm-hmm.
is they created a mixed system. Literally, if you would have a judge that respected definitions so that you could handle it in court and do it in a civilized manner, you could go in and make your argument that the money system is a system where you substitute something that's valueless for something of value, and a barter system is something where you have a commodity where both parties realize it's valuable, and they did have something that they defined. That was gold and silver.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they could have used the suit on your back, your casual clothes, your shoes, a house, a horse, or anything.
Seashells, whatever, right.
And they would not. And if you create a barter system in America and you have a legal system that respects the Constitution, you're not against the law. You can I can barter with you every day on trading houses, cars, whatever it might be, and you have not created a money system. The problem is that there are people out there who want to create something that's valueless and exchange it with you for something of value. They want to use their
creation for a commodity.
So
what do you think of the discussion we had tonight? Are you referring to that specifically?
I'm saying that if I had, let's say I built a terrible mousetrap.
Yep.
And I made it an intellectual property.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly you are going to take and invest in my intellectual property, which is the terrible mousetrap.
Right.
What you've done is created a money system that has a false background. It has no value.
If that's the case. If.
Now,
that's a big if. You got to define it.
Well, now, we have, literally.
There are charlatans, yes, I would agree.
Okay, now, what we've done in America, we have a very beautiful money system.
Mm-hmm.
But the background on this money system is right on the money. It says that there's no longer silver or gold backing it,
mm-hmm.
which means that there is no real commodity there. But we have something else, and that is the trust or the promise of whoever's behind that system.
Yeah, that's a lie right there.
And that's a lie. But it can be very good, though. If these people have high character and really don't want to subjugate the population into slavery, then you would have a beautiful money system.
Right.
It would be the what Plato would call the divine king, who would be the best ruler for all humanity. The problem with these people, even if it's a divine king you're living under, is that the people decide that knowledge isn't important, ignorance is important, and they trust in ignorance in order to live. And that isn't what you got free will from God for.
Mm-hmm.
You got free will from God so that you could acquire knowledge, so that you could never be subjugated, so that you could have a free state where everyone is a sovereign, and there are really no leaders except the people, the body of the people themselves. When you get government as we got it today, what you have are people asking you to trust them, live in ignorance, and remain subjugated. And believe it or not, the American people love it.
No, I agree.
So we don't have a freedom-loving society anymore. If you want a freedom-loving society, you're going to have to know knowledge, seek truth, and quit trusting ignorance.
Well, I think part of that problem goes right back to the scriptures, Greg, where we have abandoned the faith of our fathers, and that faith, I'm talking about the real fathers, now I'm not talking about, you know, the Unitarians, Madison, and I'm not speaking about Jefferson per se, I'm speaking about the founders that came here, the pilgrims, the originators, okay, of colonial freedom, and those that worshiped God and learned the hard way where their errors were. Those ideals have been supplanted today by materialism.
It's exactly right.
Humanism, you see, all of these things. Kids have no knowledge of their heritage, no knowledge of their identity or who they are.
And let me say something to you that carries on from there, because I'm going to extend this to something that you don't expect yet. What you're saying is that there has been never, so far in the history of this country and actually the planet, but let's go with just this country for now, we have seen might makes right. That means your judges and those who we call leaders, who we prefer to have us be subjugated under, have the last word.
Yep.
What that does is it defies the rule of God, which is your free will and the thing that our founding fathers was trying to promote. They didn't want that kind of thing. They wanted people who were knowledgeable, created their own society, lived in it, debated, and made sure they remained free with no leaders who dominated over their lives the way it's being done today.
Yes.
So why has it happened today? It's happened today because the anvil is sitting at the courthouse right now, and it has the last word. I don't care how many quick systems you develop, the anvil for whether you survive or die right now is at the courthouse. Okay, but if you take your scriptures and look at them, and I'm not really a religious man in the sense, religion is promoted ignorance, by the way, in America, so I can't be a religious man, by the way.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I cannot be a Jerry Falwell Christian, because that would mean I want to be subjugated.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not one of those, but I want to propose to you an idea that so far the people have been promised that their free will would reign supreme, and they've defied their own, the test has failed. In other words, they were given free reign, and they have failed. They've given free will, and they have failed free will. They have not taken on the opportunity with free will to create a free individual. So now we have, what does it say in the scriptures? It says that this test will go to a certain point, and then if it fails, the real anvil is the divine anvil. Okay?
Yes.
So once you fail, and the divine anvil is presented to the body of humanity, you got your real choices, and that is, if you want to stay ignorant, you're going to go through some real hell. And we are just on the verge of being presented with a divine anvil,
mm-hmm.
which will make every courthouse in this country shake.
Yeah.
And I you know you don't know what I'm talking about, mm-hmm. but I think you will shortly.
Well, I got a pretty good idea, Bob. I appreciate it. I'm sorry, Greg. Thank you very much for your call.
You're welcome.
All right, I do. I do get you. Okay, let's move along now to Bob in Michigan. I think it's Bob in Michigan, isn't it? Yes. Hello, Bob.
Wow, how appropriate. In between listening to you, I made the mistake of turning on Communist News Network. And
CNN?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, yes.
Rick, please bring me back to reality. You're on fire, man.
All right, I'll snap my thumbs for you.
All right, hold on.
Fingers.
I got something good for you, though, because what was on TV was so shocking to me.
What was that?
And it fits right into what the last caller was talking about,
mm-hmm.
whatever he was talking about anyways. But they had a special on, and it must have been a sign from the heavens, because the special was about evangelical Christians and Zionism.
Uh-huh.
And it was presented from CNN's point of view or whatever. And the main title of this program, it's on now as we speak, is What is a Christian? Now, I'm Jewish, and the show was about, you know, the Zionism section obviously was about the evangelical Christians' belief that, you know, Israel is a part of the end times and whatnot. And I think you have a similar belief, but you obviously don't agree with Jerry Falwell crowd.
No, because he doesn't talk about Israel. He talks about the state of Israel.
Right. And I know Judaism teaches nothing of that sort. To have a state, you know, of Israel is kind of against the real teachings of Judaism.
Uh-huh.
I mean, this is just doublespeak at its finest. They're promoting tourism for evangelicals on, you know, their Christian networks or whatever.
Yes.
And it's just all doublespeak. They're saying the same thing, but they talked about who their new Antichrist is going to be and how many different people it's been. And they mentioned Henry Kissinger, and in the same breath, they mentioned Ahmadinejad.
Mm-hmm.
It's doublespeak. I mean, Henry Kissinger, he's, he's a part of the Bohemian Grove or whatever, you know? He's one of them.
He's one of the Illuminators. Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I appreciate that.
All right.
I'm getting interference, but I'm glad I could usher you back to reality. How's that? Thank you very much, Bob. I appreciate it. I want to find a little bit of time here with all the calls we've been getting to mention some of what she has written. Deanna Spingola, and she has written on March 1st, yesterday, on newswithviews.com, that this whole business of the one world order comes down to terror for profit. This is part 20 of her ongoing series. And she talks about something that we all talk about here on the program, the acknowledgement of secret societies, the CIA, and so on and so forth. And she mentions that it was actually, the CIA, for instance, was actually created for several purposes, one of which is assisting multinational business. And that's true. This often includes assassination, military coups, overthrowing democratic leaders, drug trafficking, staging riots, and destabilizing countries. That's true as well. One of the individuals who came up with the blueprint for the CIA was Robert A. Lovett, a former board member of Brown Brothers Harriman. Lovett was the fourth United States Secretary of Defense, serving in the cabinet of President Harry S. Truman from 51 to 53, and in this capacity, directed the Korean War. He was promoted to the position from Deputy Secretary of Defense. How's that, huh? Coincidentally, he was a member of Skull and Bones at Yale. Lovett, the father of the CIA, was nominated to the Brotherhood of Death by Prescott Bush, Neil Milan, and Roland Harriman. One of George H.W. Bush's sons was named after Mallon. Neil Mallon Bush, born January 22nd of 1955, Mallon was a one-time president of Dresser Industries. Mm-hmm. Though not CIA, it is interesting that Neil Mallon Bush, of Hinckley and Silverado fame, owner of Austin-based Ignite Learning, founded in 1999, has benefited substantially from the woes of others. Many of the transplanted Katrina victims will use the software program COW, cost of $10,000 per school, as a result of Barbara Bush's undisclosed generous but earmarked contribution to the Bush-Clinton-Katrina Fund. Oh, there you go, huh? They're not just in it because they love people, are they? No, they're not true philanthropists. Barbara and son Neil presented the program at a special reception to showcase everyone's efforts, quote, in helping the hurricane evacuee students who ended up in Houston. Is this an example of the phrase, charity begins at home? Well, Neil Bush reportedly toured former Soviet Union countries promoting Ignite with Russian tycoon Boris Berezovsky. Now, with the money from Brown Brothers Harriman, George H.W. Bush, with partners Hugh and Bill Leidick, formed Zapata Petroleum Corporation, an oil exploration company. Bush bought out his partners in 54, and by 58 was drilling on the K-Sal Bank in the eastern Gulf of Mexico, later used as a base for CIA raids on Cuba. Oh, my. And, you know, this is just a small example of what they have done with the CIA as really a private police department. They supported Papa Doc and Baby Doc, Saddam Hussein, Mobutu Sese Seko, Shah of Iran, General Noriega, General Pinochet, General Prosper Avril, Fernand Marcos, and others. So they play both sides of the aisle. They set up their pros and their cons, and then they do their dirty work. So why am I reading? I mean, it's really nothing new to you, except that I think this is a very interesting time, once again, as I alluded to earlier, to go over what Mr. Bush, little baby Bush now, is basically up against. He's a puppet of deception, of Satan's minions on both sides, who are now fighting each other over who will occupy and how. How will they do what they've done? They've stolen Iraq. They've stolen it from the people. Not from Saddam Hussein, but from the people. They are doing it throughout the Middle East, my friends. And it's just like Zbigniew Brzezinski now. He's a hero now. He's coming out denouncing his fellow Illuminists by saying, they're neocons, I'm not. They want all-out war, I don't. We have a better way. Well, he himself revealed in 79, unknown to most American public and Congress, that Jimmy Carter secretly authorized $500 million to create an international terrorist movement that would spread Islamic fundamentalism in Central Asia, destabilize the Soviet Union. It was called Operation Cyclone. Does it sound familiar? You bet it does. All right, just a few words for the wise here. Rick Adams, we'll be back. Time for a quick call, maybe, 800-313-9443. We will return in just 3 minutes.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got- got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on.
Ouch. Hey, thank you. You know what I really like more than anything about doing this program is that, as one of my friends says, whom I meet quite often at the Dunkin' Donuts where I am, and we just talk and talk, and you know I'm talking about you, Frank. You're one heck of a guy. I hope you're well. But as he says and as I say, we have the most interesting and informative callers anywhere. And I learn from you, and you learn from me. We learn from each other, and I'm very happy to be able to say that we are an educational forum. You're right. And people shouldn't be shut out and shut down just because they might have something different to say, you know, provided it's civil. And that's the whole point. You're going to start attacking others and start name-calling, getting into that. I don't want any part of that. I'm not interested in all of it or any of it, period. But if you're going to just, you know, contribute to the thought processes, I think that's fabulous. And that is what makes it so wonderful to be here in this forum that is being sustained by many of you good people out there through the grace of the Almighty. And I believe that I'm here for a purpose. I'm here for a reason. And I'm just doing my little bit. And we get very little negative feedback, mostly very positive. And yet, you know, I have to say that no matter what people think of this program and what we do, and they put me up on a pedestal, I'm not on a pedestal. Not at all. Not at all. I don't want to be a leader. I don't think I'm able to lead. I just am an informer. That's all I am, is informing you. I'm a messenger. I'm trying to bring out the facts that we need to know. Because in the final analysis, it's not me who counts, Rick Adams. It's not you. It really is the Father in heaven and Him and what He has planned for us. We're just little tools. Remember, the whole earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And we're just living here for a short time. And what shall it profit a man if he thinks he can gain the whole world and he can't even take it with him and he loses his own soul? That's what life is all about. And I'm just happy that we can share these thoughts and philosophies and we can agree and sometimes disagree. That's wonderful. That's fine. And that we can learn and go forward. Like we learn about Secretary of the Army Francis Harvey abruptly resigning today. He's the latest in this fallout from the Walter Reed outpatient housing scandal we've been talking about, reading about in the news. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, George Bush is capitalizing on it. He's ordering a comprehensive review, get a load of this, of conditions at the nation's network of military and veterans hospitals, which has been a sham for how many years? Which has been overwhelmed by injured troops now from all of these recent wars. Don't forget, there's much more to come. Many more wars, so we can bring about peace and the new world order, they tell us. All right, the gig is up. We know the plan. It's a lie. It's a hoax. Everything you've been taught in school, for the most part, has been just that, a fantasy. We'll be back giving you more truth Monday night, Lord willing, and we'll have another special program on these topics. I'm not going to give away the guest, but he's been here before. He's from Texas, and he's got a lot to say about biblical matters and how they relate to you today in prophecy and the Vatican. So join us Monday night, Lord willing, right here on RBNLive.com. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, good night, good weekend, and bless you.